You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
All right, boys and girls, it is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the top five available NBA head coaching positions. From five to one, what do you got, D?
Yeah, so I'm going to start with the Pistons. They seem to have missed on Cade Cunningham, and they're just not in a position to land a big free agent, and the fan base is just not feeling the Pistons. It's not a job that even if someone called me tomorrow that I would take. So I'm going to put Pistons at five. Number four, I would put the Raptors. Siakam is probably their best player. And Toronto has a nice fan base. So I think with the right players, they could get back into at least making the playoffs. Okay, and this is where I guess we'll really be the shakeups. For me, number three is the Bucks. I'm not a big Giannis fan. They've already won, so to climb back into the ring and become the top dog again might be a little arduous. And the expectations are low there, so that's a nice thing about it, but it's not a job that I think I would be excited for. Number two would be the 76ers. My concerns would be like the way Embiid throws himself around. I'd be worried about him getting hurt. High expectations from the fan base, but you do have a GM that's willing to do anything and willing to go far to get the right players and the right fit. And number one, he probably disagrees with me, but I think it's the Suns. I mean, you have Kevin Durant, you have Devin Booker, you've got players. You're good. You're going to make the playoffs. Your fan base is a good fan base. They need consistent point guard play, and I do think they need a solid big man, but they can a full offseason with Kevin Durant, a full fall of Kevin Durant, and they should be good next year.
It's hard to argue with that, right? They seem the most complete of the bunch, because when you look at the other rosters, like, what's it going to be? For that reason, I'm going to take the Raptors at five.
Okay.
Right? I think Van Fleet's going to go. Like, there's not much here. You have Scotty Barnes, Anunoby. You have Otto Porter Jr. Otto Porter Jr. is nothing great. Gary Trent, a free agent. This team's going to get gutted, right? Thaddeus Young is 34. Old man Thaddeus, he'll be gone. I really don't know, you know? Masai Ujiri made the trade for Kawhi Leonard, couldn't keep Kawhi Leonard, and then it's all downhill from there. Number four, I mean, it's tough. Like, I'm going with the Pistons. Not great. You know, we have Marvin Bagley. Maybe he will bubble up into something. Cade Cunningham, Killian Hayes, Jaden Ivey. Like, maybe these kids, the one thing they have going for them is that it's a young team, and they haven't won anything in a while. Of the five on this panel here, like, they're the only ones who will exceed expectations if they do well. So I think that you get a young coach in there, maybe somebody up from college, maybe, you know, somebody who has like a little ancillary NBA experience but has really applied their craft in college, can get the most out of these kids and go from there. Number three, I'm with you. I'm on the Bucks. Like, it's Giannis and everybody else, and there's not a lot there, right? Like, And what you have is older, right? Jay Crowder, unsure of his role, and also in his early 30s. Goran Dragic, 37. Drew Holiday, 32. Ingles, 35. Brooke Lopez, 35. Wes Matthews, 36. Middleton's going to be a free agent. He's 31. There's no youth on this team. Giannis is one of the younger players on this team. So that's kind of an issue. That's a definite issue. And the way he plays, you have to start worrying about the body breaking down. But the cupboard is bare. The cupboard's bare. The only reason why they're as high as they are is because of Giannis. Number two, now it's a toss-up, right? It's either the Sixers or the Suns. I'm going to take the Suns at two. I don't know what's going to happen with Chris Paul. Booker and Durant. Is Durant going to kind of take more of the role on now? Like, he was trying to fit in. Now, is this going to be more his team? And what does that look like again? Do DeAndre Ayton and other pieces leave? What replaces them? That bench was trash. That bench was absolutely nothing. You had Landry Shamet bubble up for a little bit, but what's this team going to be like? So it's definitely a possibility that this could get blown up real good. It could definitely get blown up real good in Phoenix. And number one, I'm taking the Sixers because you have the reigning MVP. That's the only reason why. You got Maxey, you got Harris. You got stuff there. You can build around the Sixers. You absolutely can build around these guys. You get rid of James Harden. You fortify that bench. You bring in a coach that's going to get the best out of Joel Embiid. And then I think you're on to something here. But I'll tell you this much right now. If you re-up James Harden and you bring in Mike D'Antoni, this is you're done. You're done. You might as well fucking trade Embiid.
What the hell are you doing?
Embiid is not Amari Stoudemire, right? You don't have a Steve Nash on this team. Let's not. Unless they get Chris Paul, which they're really running it back. They're really doubling it down, right? Let's bring back James Harden and Chris Paul. We'll turn this into Houston North. You have an opportunity here to remake this roster and improve it with the reigning MVP. You got pieces. Don't screw it up, Philly. Don't screw it up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.